Just days before the American government imposed huge tariffs on many Canadian products, the board at the Cowichan Valley Regional District unanimously voted for the district to explore options to buy products and services from Canadian sources and/or other nations instead of from the U.S. Cowichan Bay Director Hillary Abbott introduced the motion at the board meeting on February 26 for staff to prepare a report on exploring options. He said that in just a few weeks since elected, American President Donald Trump has caused an unprecedented degree of economic disruption, worldwide political instability and financial implications to most countries in the Western world, and Canada in particular. There appears to be no apparent end in sight for the uncertainty that President Trump will continue to invoke upon formerly favorable trading nations and allies, Abbott said. Accordingly, it is critical that the CVRD use its procurement process and financial clout to direct procurements from Canadian sources where possible, and to acquisitions from other U.S. tariff-impacted countries, while concurrently honoring contract obligations. Abbott said similar types of initiatives are currently being taken up across Canada by consumers and local governments. Staff is already taking measures, but cost effectiveness has to borne in the process so that we don't see double-digit price increases a year from now based on this motion. North Oyster Diamond Director Ben Martman said a problem he sees with moving forward in this direction is that it's not always clear what is Canadian and what is American. If a company in Canada has fully filled their warehouse with products bought from the U.S., do we buy it? He asked. It's just direction perhaps more than philosophy, but how do the nuts and bolts of it get integrated into a report? I'm wondering if we're asking staff to go down a very complicated path here. CFO Tracy Bowen said staff have already been talking to the district's procurement manager on the issue, and the manager has been talking to her colleagues in BC about the tariff situation, so staff are prepared to write a report for the board on the issue. There's a lot of things to weigh here because, as CFO, I have to ensure that I'm getting the best value for our taxpayers' dollars and we're not going into double digits for items, but to also making sure that we are also buying local and Canadian first, she said. Saltaire, Gulf Islands Director Jesse McClinton said he's angry and feels very disrespected by the U.S. It may be a little bit of an emotional vote, but I also think the wording of the motion gives a lot of flexibility, so Canada first, he said. North Cowichan Director Mike Caljau agreed that staff should write the report. Mr. Trump has created the Best Buy Local program that we could have asked for, he said.